With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. More measles cases are being reported in Texas.
The cases include children too young to be fully vaccinated.
We had our first outbreak within a daycare center.
Lubbock Public Health Director Catherine Wells says one child who was infectious gave it to two other children before it spread to other classrooms.
Our big push over the next couple of weeks is really going to be vaccinations in Lubbock, really focusing on getting all of those young ones in. Hopefully being able to open some vaccine clinics.
Gaines County has the majority of cases in Texas, where measles has been spreading through a close-knit Mennonite community. Three people who are unvaccinated have died from measles-related illnesses this year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A leading GOP senator says there's reason for optimism on Capitol Hill. Bob Agnew reports.
Not all the change may be comfortable, but Senator Marsha Blackburn says it should come as no surprise.
President Trump has said that he was going to push forward quickly, and indeed we are.
Blackburn says both the House and Senate are well on their way to accomplishing one of the president's top priorities.
Making those tax cuts permanent.
As for concerns about a devastating trade war.
The president has over 50 countries that have already come to the table on tariffs.
And Blackburn reminds the Salem Radio Network, DOGE has already trimmed some $140 billion of that from the federal budget. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say a roof collapse at an iconic nightclub in the country's capital has left more than 60 dead and 160 injured. Crews were searching for potential survivors on Tuesday in the rubble at Jet Set in Santo Domingo. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 320 points, the Nasdaq dropped 335. This is SRN News. President Trump restores federal funding to a pair of pro-life states.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge dismissed a gender discrimination lawsuit filed by a professor and minister who lost her bid to become the first woman serving as senior pastor of a prominent New York City congregation. Ebony Terman was among the candidates interviewed by leaders of the 217-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in the search for a successor to longtime senior pastor Calvin Butts. This is SRN News. Texas scientists take a page out of Jurassic Park.
Scientists at Dallas's Colossal Biosciences say they've genetically engineered dire wolves back into existence despite their being extinct for over 10,000 years. An article in Time magazine describes how the company took blood cells from a living gray wolf and used gene editing technology, or CRISPR, to genetically modify cells. The genetic material was transferred to an egg cell from a domestic dog to create embryos that were then transferred to surrogates. The three pups are named Remus, Romulus, and Khaleesi. Colossal Biosciences is also working to de-extinct the woolly mammoth, the Tasmanian tiger, the northern white rhinoceros, and the dodo bird. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu traveled to Washington this week for a hastily organized visit, bringing a long list of concerns. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.